My guest today is Dr. Tamsin Astor, Chief Habit Scientist and founder and CEO of Yoga Brained LLC. She helps people exponentially improve their productivity by teaching them a few key habit shifts. She's a dynamic public speaker, whether live or virtual. I'm so excited to have her with me today. Welcome to the Sort of Success Grow Your Business with Speaking podcast, Tamsin. I'm so excited to have you.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Pat. I love it.
I'm excited to talk a little bit about Facebook Live because I know you've been doing a lot of that lately. And I know you're an internationally traveled speaker, which is you're not doing that right now. So let's talk a little bit about Facebook Live. So tell me, first of all, how do you get people to attend your Facebook Live?
Well, I generally divide my Facebook Lives into three kinds. So I have ones that I do in my groups, which sometimes I'll do sort of a scheduled series of them, you know, like 15 minutes every morning for a week or something. Sometimes I'll just pop in with an idea. And generally in my groups, I have a theme for each day or a theme for the week or the month. Yeah. Then I have ones that I call like my walk and talk, where it's I have this like moment of inspiration and I'm out walking my dog and I'm like, I just have to share with you all this like revelation I had today. You know, and I like the authentic nature of that because it's not like, hi, I'm reading a script and I'm trying to get you to buy something from me. It's like, I had this, so I read a lot. So, you know, often I'll read and I get a lot of ideas when I walk. So I'll be walking and I'll have this epiphany and I'll share it. So there's that kind. Yeah. And then I have more of the kind of scripted, I'll email it out to my list. I will, you know, post about it on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn saying, this is going to be happening. So I did one yesterday where a friend of mine who interviewed me for a podcast and we've now become friends, he interviewed me pre-COVID. And so we've continued the conversation. So he and I posted all over social media and then we did, you know, a live session that was streamed through social media channels yesterday. So it depends really whether it's like a 5-minute inspiration or whether it's like a planned out sort of 30-minute conversation, really.
Yeah, really. And so do you get clients when you do that? Like, do you make offers at the end of your Facebook Lives?
So often I'll drop a, you know, if this is, you know, I'll have, so say I'm doing a walk and talk and I'll have like this, I had an epiphany and I might say, you know, drop a comment, you know, a word or a particular emoji if this, if you'd like me to create something around this.
Yeah.
Or if you would like an invite to a webinar on this, or if you would like to have some kind of, you know, would you like to join my Facebook group where we're going to continue this conversation? So sometimes I'll ask for people to engage. If some people engage more, what I'll do is I'll follow up by doing a direct message via, you know, Facebook Messenger with them. Or if I have other information, I'll reach out to them that way. Yeah. But I usually don't say buy something from me because that feels too kind of icky. It's more about me building that know, like, trust factor.
Yes. And so do you collect their email addresses?
So the option is in my Facebook group when you join my Facebook group to give the email. But it's not something that I mean, and I know like we want to separate from the platforms, right? Because the platforms might disappear and then we won't have information.
But
there are so many different ways of contacting people that, you know, I try not to be too grabby around that. But if the opportunity arises, I will.
Yes. So like, for example, on the one that you just did with that other gentleman.
Yeah.
So how many people were on that live?
I think 30 people showed up live for that. Yes. And so he and I are now having conversations about, you know, what do we do with this? Like, how do we move this forward, right? Because we were also both sort of cross-promoting to each other. You know, he has, you know, a coaching niche that's slightly different from mine. Yeah. And so, you know, it's also then like, okay, so now we can put it out on YouTube. Now we can put it out on LinkedIn. Now we can, you know, keep using that conversation. And, you know, and I think that's one of the big selling points of the current situation we're in is, you know, like what you and I are doing right now is we're creating content that you can repeatedly use.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So would you say then that Facebook Live is more about what you said, building the know, like, and trust factor rather than trying to get people into a funnel?
I think so. I mean, and I think, you know, it depends where they are on the journey with you. right? So, you know, you'll have people who'll, you know, quote unquote, stalk you for a while before they'll buy. And it also depends on what you're selling. You yeah. know, if you are selling a $29 workbook, that's different from selling a $5,000 coaching package. And so, you know, depending what you're trying to get them into, you know?
Yeah, right. I hate those funnels, actually, where you buy something and then it goes, but then you can get this. And at the bottom of it, you have to click, no, I don't right. want to grow my business.
Yeah, yeah. Or I don't want six other $29 products, too. And you suddenly spent $300 and not $29. Yeah.
I know. It's probably a good strategy for some people, but it doesn't feel good to me. So yeah. Now tell me about webinars. So have you been doing webinars as a way also of?
Yes. Just- yeah, I have. Yeah. And I've been doing them through local business schools, which is great because it means that there's, you know, they've already got a population of people who know them and trust them. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing packages of webinars for a couple of the local business schools here in Cleveland. And I really enjoy that. And, you know, I think what's interesting about it, you know, depending on what technology you're using, whether you're using WebEx or Zoom. But, you know, I love the option to do the breakout rooms and create space for people to chat. And I think, you know, what people have noticed about me is that I don't just put up 40 slides and drone on with a whole load of information. I lean into the camera and I'm like, okay, so this is what we're going to talk about today. And often I'll get incredibly good retention during it and engagement and feedback because I'm not just sitting here presenting a whole load of information.
Yes. So you're like you are live.
Then. Right. And I've really, you know, learned to cultivate that because, you know, I was an incredibly shy child and somebody who really was not comfortable opening my mouth in front of people I didn't know. So I, over the years, have, you know, put myself in situations by being an adjunct lecturer, by taking on courses, by doing things, by, you know, I did a telesummit 3 years ago where I interviewed 28 people in 5 weeks yeah. for 40 minutes each, where I just had to get comfortable with my sort of somewhat hybrid accent, having lived in the US for 18 years. And do I have spinach in my teeth? And, you know, is my nose flaring too much, or whatever it is that we get obsessed about when we look at ourselves on camera, you know?
There's always something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I saw you speak live and you use that text to join mm-hmm. your email list. Mm. Can you talk about that a little bit? Do you think that's a good strategy when we're out live?
Yeah, I mean, I found it to be a really useful, I mean, I've actually stopped using it now in the digital world because I find it's an extra step that doesn't seem to be necessary when I'm doing Facebook Lives and webinars because I'm already gathering their information. But when I'm at a public event and I'm speaking, you know, the old school one was that I would either have a piece of paper with like name, address, email, you know, here and pass it round, which then I go home and, you know, either like send it to my assistant or do it myself and translate it, which just sort of is an extra time suck. And so it is really helpful. I really like that option. The current problem right now is they don't have international options with it.
Oh.
So internationally, you can't do that. And I've researched a whole load of different ones. And hopefully, you know, in the next couple of years, they'll figure that piece out. But you can only do it per country. There's there's a couple of the ones that do US, Canada. But I love the simple word of it. It's like, here's six numbers and a word, and bam, you're in, you know?
Right. And so then they're opting into your email list.
Right. So you can do it a number of different ways. So you can do it where they just opt into your email list, or you can do it where if you sign up, you get a, you know, an ebook or a PDF or a worksheet. So you get one particular thing and then they can then be moved into the email list after. So you can make it more or less complicated depending on, you know, what you like to do and your assistance and so on.
Yeah. So when you do that, and also with these people that you're able to get email addresses from through the Facebook group or whatever, do you put them through a special follow-up program that involves some special emails, or do you only just put them in your newsletter?
So I've played with both. So when people sign up through my website, I had a system in a with my book. So you get a chapter from my book, and then you'd get a series of videos relating to content in my book.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was four. So you get the initial book, a chapter, then you'd get four emails over the space of about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd get a like, hey, do you want to hop on a call with me? as the sort of one, and then you'd be moved into my main list. Yeah. So I've played with that, you know, and it was sort of short, like 5 minute videos and sort of little worksheet thing. So I've played with both of them. And as I play with my IFOs, my, you know, irresistible free offers that I put on, you know, different pages on my website that I offer when I'm giving a talk, that I put on my Instagram, et cetera, you know, I play with different, you know, welcome sequences or nurturing sequences or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, right. So autoresponders, like,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so what, how does that work for you? Do you get people that make it through the process and get on the call with you then?
Yes, I do. And I think partly, again, it's that know, like, trust factor. So, you know, I think one of the things that I've discovered over the years with that is that you need to give people, you know, everybody's so busy and they get so much in their inbox. So if you give them a, you know, a 60 page document, you're not going to get anywhere yeah. with them, right? You know, it yeah. needs to be like a one page or a 3 minute video and do this one thing and it's going to change your life, you know, or give you a shift in the way you're engaging in the world. So one of the things that I've learned over the years as I've constructed these and played with these is, you know, I think I'm like, I've got so much amazing content and I want to give it all to you and it's going to change your life, you know, and then nobody freaking does it because it's way too much of a time commitment and they don't have the accountability of working with you. So it's really about giving somebody a little win. So they go, oh, this person, this chick knows what she's talking about, you know?
Yeah. So what percent of people make it through that and get to the call?
You know, that's really good. I don't know the numbers. And like now I'm like, oh gosh, I got to go and look at the numbers. You know, I think for me, the best way for me to get calls I found has been through public speaking and webinars. That's where I get most of my, you know, is that people, like, they see my energy and engage with my energy, which is different from going through that process. So, you know, the virtual networking that we're doing a lot of right now and the webinars, I get a higher percent feedback in terms of people signing up for calls with me, but I actually don't know the numbers and now I need to go and find them. I'm going to send my assistant off today and find those for me.
Email me and let me know.
Yeah,
So would you say then that you are getting, I think this is, I'm summarizing what I think I heard you say, is that you're getting more people signing up directly to have a call with you from the live or webinars that you're doing.
Yeah.
Versus putting them into an autoresponder program.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we all know we're supposed to do that. But I think one of the difficulties a lot of us coaches, speakers fall into, consultants fall into, is that we start feeling like we need to be an internet marketer. Yeah. And we start creating these incredibly complicated funnels or hiring people to create this. And it's just like, oh, you know, and that actually often what just works the best is going, hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
Like, let me tell you about how I can help you.
Yeah.
And people going either yes or no. And, you know, moving from there, you know?
Yeah. So if you're doing that on a webinar, how do you get the people saying yes?
So I have a link to my calendar and I just post that in there. So acuity scheduling. So tamsinaster.as.me/strategy. And I always just stick that in there and I'm like, get on a call with me. I've opened up some spots in the next couple of days.
Yeah. That's all it takes, huh? That's
all it takes. Just get on the phone with me. Let's just have a conversation.
Yes. But you don't do that in a Facebook Live. You just
do it in the
webinars. I
sometimes do, but usually, because I, you know, we're not supposed to officially sell on Facebook, right? So it's that, you know, when you're not doing it through your business page, and I get much more engagement, obviously, on my personal pages. All of us do because of the way they change the algorithms, right? So we're all doing this on our personal pages, not on our business pages, because we don't want to pay to have them show our business pages. So then you're not officially supposed to sell. So then you're just kind of being like, hey, I'm out here, I'm doing this thing. You know,
yeah.
It's a dance, right?
Go over to my group. Go to my group.
Yeah, it's a little bit like dating. You know, it's that, like, a little bit of flirtation. You're like, hey, I'm out here. Come over here. You know, or not if you don't like it. You know, and I'm fine with that too.
I don't want to waste my time.
Right? Exactly.
Well, great. Thank you so much for being with me today. I have one last question for you,
sure.
And that is what I ask everybody on this podcast. What are three traits that you think a person needs to have in order to be successful doing Facebook Lives or webinars or even live speaking?
The first is you have to be a storyteller. Okay. You know, we are social beings who, you know, throughout history have learned via stories and stories being told. So you have to be a good storyteller. You have to know your story and lock into the stories of others and be able to tell stories. So I think that's one of the first ones. I think the second one is you have to be, you know, comfortable making mistakes, comfortable laughing at yourself, comfortable going, oh, I said the wrong thing. Oh God, have I got spinach in my teeth? You know, like, you know, oh shoot, my dog just farted. Like whatever it is, you know, like just, you know, just a sense of comfort at ease in your own skin and moving through space. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the third piece is really like, you've got to know your stuff. You know, so, you know, you've got to be a storyteller, you've got to be comfortable. And a part of that comfort for me is also how you connect with people. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was a kid, I remember my mom saying to me that you'll have deeper friendships and relationships in your life if you're willing to share what you struggle with. Yes. And if you go through the world going, everything perfect. My life is perfect.
Perfect.
My body is perfect. My relationships are perfect. My parenting is perfect. My house, people are going to be like, oh my God, you're terrifying. I don't want anything to do with you. You know? So you have to like look somebody in the eye and go like, I get it. Like, you know, and I can say that with authenticity. Like I've gone through a divorce. I've gone through a child with cancer. I've gone through stalking and hacking. I've gone through emigrating. Like I know what it's like to struggle and fall face down,
yeah,
you know? Nice. And that has given me a skill set and allowed me to like laugh at myself and get back up and keep going, you know?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Thank you. Those are three great ones. Well, how can people reach you? What's the best way?
So they can find me on all the social media streams, Tamsin Astor. And if you want to get on the hall with me, tamsinastor.as.me. And then you can book a session and get on the phone and see whether we resonate. I'm doing lots of really cool programs right now. A mastermind launching in September for 9 months, leading women through vision, your big life vision, your daily habits and mindset to keep you on track. And one just for men too. I'm having fun with this.
Whoa. Sounds excellent. Well, thank you so much for being with me today. It's been really fabulous.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Pat. I always love chatting with you.
Okay. Bye-bye. You can find out more about Tamsin at tamsinastor.com. Thank you for listening to the Sword of Success Grow Your Business with Speaking weekly podcast. For more information about using speaking as a marketing strategy, visit pataltbader.com.